Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, I trust that you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. How wonderful to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior, and to know the joy and the peace and the forgiveness of sin that's all wrapped up in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today we're continuing as we're thinking about spiritual gifts, and we're thinking about the gift of prophecy, how that in Old Testament times they didn't have the written Word of God as we have today, and so they had to depend upon the Holy Spirit of God to guide them and to lead them and to give to them the truth. And there were false prophets. There were men who claimed to be prophets that may have had a vision or a dream of some kind, and they would claim to be prophets of God, but they really were not true prophets of God. They hadn't received a message from the Lord. Remember, Satan can give people dreams and visions and can lead people astray, because we know that there are principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and all of his evil demons that are at work. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us those are the real enemies. And so, beloved, people can be led astray, can be deceived by Satan, who appears as an angel of light, we're told in 2 Corinthians. So, beloved, we see here in 1 Kings an example of a true prophet and of false prophets. And it's in 2 Kings chapter 22, beginning with verse 6. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400, and said to them, Shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Judah, had come to visit Ahab, and Ahab had asked him to go with him to battle. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we may inquire of him? Because Jehoshaphat knew the Lord, and he realized that these were yes men more than true prophets of God. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There's yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, Hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place, or an empty place, there in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, which was the place where business was done and political affairs were attended to. And so they were there at the gate, and the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenath, made him horns of iron, and he said, Thus saith the Lord, With these shalt thou push the Syrians until they have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. Now that's a true prophet of God, one who speaks the word of God and not his own thoughts or his own imagination or what he thinks. That's why, beloved, it's so important that people today know God's Word. That's why it's so essential that every child of God get into the Word of God regularly and become familiar with the truth, because, beloved, there are many false prophets out there today who speak their own ideas and their own thoughts, and much of it sounds good, and one can be deceived if they do not know the Word of God. This is our standard today by which we must go. It's God's written word. And so we see that he came to the king, and the king, this is verse 15, the king said to Micaiah, "Shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear?" And he answered him, "Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And the king said to him, "How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?" The king Ahab himself had a good idea that what he was saying was just the same thing, copying what the others had said, and that it wasn't truly the word of the Lord. And so he said, "I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master, let them return every man to his house in peace." And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil?" And he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him off his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall in Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said to him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee." Now remember, Ahab was a wicked king, and he was married to Jezebel, who was the daughter of a wicked king and who practiced witchcraft. Well, she worshipped false gods, and she practiced that which was evil and contrary to the truth of God's word. She was a liar and a deceiver. And so we see that Ahab was influenced by her and her evil activity, and had turned away from God to worship false gods. Now therefore, verse 23, "Behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee." But Zedekiah the son of Chenath went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek, and said, "Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee?" And Micaiah said, "Behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself." And the king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah, and carry him back unto Ammon the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace." And Micaiah said, "If thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me." And he said, "Hearken, O people, every one of you." Thus the words of the true prophet of God. And so we see the battle raged. They went to the battle. And in verse 34 of 1 Kings 22, "And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and just shot it into the air, and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, Turn thine hand, and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded." And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians, and died at even, and the blood ran out of the wound in the midst of the chariot. And there went a proclamation throughout all the host about the going down of the sun, saying, Every man to his city, and every man to his own country. So the king died, and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And thus we see a false prophet and a false spirit, and how that this evil, wicked man went to his death because he would not listen to the true man of God, but listened to those false prophets that spoke that which was a lie. Now, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we read these words. As Paul is writing, he says, For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Beloved, there are false prophets in the world today. There are many false prophets, many who are on television that are false prophets, that are speaking that which is contrary to the Word of God and not in harmony with the truth of God's Word. That's why believers are being deceived. That's why believers are supporting these false prophets and helping them to be on TV, because they do not know God's Word. Oh, beloved, listen. How you must get into the Word of God. How you must allow the Holy Spirit of God to teach you the truth and to open your eyes to the truth and help you come to the knowledge of the truth. There's a Bible out there that one can get a hold of that has excellent instruction. It's the Inductive Study Bible. And the Inductive Study Bible will show you how to mark your Bible, and how to read your Bible, how to observe the text, and how to understand the truth that's being proclaimed, and how to ask the questions, what, where, when, why, and how, that will help you to get to the heart of truth, and to understand truth, so that you will not be deceived, so that you will not be led astray by the lies of the wicked one. Because, beloved, Satan is at work today seeking to neutralize the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking to stop the proclamation of the truth and to lead men, women, boys, and girls to a Christless eternity. Until next time, goodbye.